Welcome to Freedom from Pain Programs with Yiwing Tong, MD. This is Dr. Elaine Tong, your co-host. Dr. Tong is a graduate of Caltech. He received his medical degree from the USC School of Medicine and anesthesia training from the LA County Medical Center. During his training, he realized the fallacy of drugs and surgery, which treat the symptoms rather than the cause of a disease. This approach will not cure a chronic disease. As a result, millions of Americans today are suffering from a barrage of disorders such as Alzheimer's, arthritis, asthma, allergies, hypertension, diabetes, cancer, depression, chronic infections. The list is endless. By combining Chinese medicine with anesthetic techniques, Dr. Tong has innovated a treatment called neurobioenergetics, or NBE, which can cure chronic ailments. In September of 2000, he started a radio show presenting new patients every week to prove that chronic disorders can indeed be cured. In other words, these patients can become symptom-free from his treatment and need no drugs or further treatment of any kind. Dr. Tong's discovery is truly astounding. A century of modern medicine has not produced a cure for a single chronic disorder, yet Dr. Tong has successfully cured a wide spectrum of physical and mental ailments. This is because the NBE approach, a powerful form of Chinese medicine, is much more effective than acupuncture and herbs. It avoids the use of drugs and their toxic effects by focusing on the cause of a disease and the power of the mind. In this program, you will learn to eliminate chronic diseases by enhancing the mind's healing power. And by adopting a healthy diet and lifestyle, a permanent cure can be achieved. For more information, visit our website at www.drtong.com. That's www.drtong.com. Well, good afternoon and welcome to our show, Freedom from Pain Programs with Dr. Yiwing Tong, MD. I'm Dr. Elaine Tong. How are we doing today, Dr. Tong?
Great.
I always ask
him
that.
We're on
a third of a series of a discussion on healthcare reform and what we can do to really solve this healthcare crisis. And if you missed our last two shows, they will be up on our website, drtong.com, drtong.com. If you have any questions, you can call us during the week, 714-556-8664. Again, it's 714-556-8664.
So we were talking about the main problem of our healthcare system is a monopoly control granted by government. So government control is a culprit through licensure. Okay, so you license a special group of special interests, the allopathic doctors, and they control the cost of insurance by saying medically necessary because you have to conform to scientifically published data. I try to send my article in, and you know, neither the mainstream nor the alternative doctor want to publish it.
They either say that our cases are anecdotal or that they're too short.
Yeah, so we send in 15 to 20 cases, but the case is that you look at before and after. Before
That's the evidence.
The Alzheimer patient could not talk for 3 years, just follow the wife like a puppy. And the wife would try to talk to him, he just smiled. Okay, after 2.5 years, nobody could help him. They drove down, and Rick, actually, is a former patient of mine. He couldn't recognize me. But after 2 treatments, he came in, he said, "Hi, Dr. Tong." I was so excited. So after 5 or 6 treatments, Rick talked Dick talked like a normal person, remember everything, jokes. When an Alzheimer patient start appreciating humor, that's the when they turn around. And I also have an autistic man, 50 years, will not talk, just answer yes or no. He didn't come to me for the autism. He came because he could not hold a glass of water with shaking so much, he could not hold a glass of water without spilling it. So after 3 treatments, see if we can cure almost anything. The hand calmed down so much he could hold a glass of water without spilling it. But on the way to the 4th treatment, he started talking and never stopped anymore, just like a normal person.
Right.
Very inquisitive. Always asked me things about anesthesia. So I opened him up.
Yeah.
So autism can also be cured.
Right.
Okay. We were talking about how we cure these people, and then the insurance, the MDs will want no payment, denying our payment. We're talking about JAMA.
Right. Last week we were talking about JAMA, who was diagnosed with reflex sympathetic dystrophy. She went through...
Which is a severe... It's a nightmare. I used to be so nervous when I got RSD patient come in because I couldn't get them better.
They have it's severely painful for them. Usually affects one arm and the shoulder, and they can't move it. Any coldness or any even touch will cause severe pain,
or
draft of air. Air conditioning will cause severe pain for them, rendering them disabled. Because the RSD patients that we have seen, they're on disability. They can't work.
Few treatment from us, okay? Mm-hmm. She was improved 75 to 80%,
mm-hmm.
totally functional. And they still found find excuse saying that our treatments is not medically necessary.
Well,
why medically?
There's no evidence based to prove that what we do helps their situation.
Evidence based, the patient is 100% functional. What kind of evidence do you want? Evidence that you will use your treatment?
Yeah, so she's still, they're still in arbitration, or I guess her case is on hold now, but it's very sad what's been happening to her.
And the people out there, if you hear cases like that and you have any way to help out and you don't, then collectively as a country, as a people, we deserve to suffer.
Yeah.
You see our politicians going to drive our financial system straight down to the grave fast with current reform because they are not, they're ignoring the root cause, which we know. Okay, and we'll talk about another nurse, RN, Christine.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this one, we proved that things can be cured. She came to me maybe 14, 15 years ago. Okay, she had many years of sinus problem. She had six sinus surgery.
All failed,
and they want to do the seventh one.
Mm-hmm.
And the only reason she didn't do it because they said that you might paralyze your face, and then she became pregnant. Okay, so they don't want to touch her. Nobody want to touch her when she's pregnant. She was disabled because of the pain. She had recurrent sinus infection and sometimes pneumonia, urinary tract infection because of all the antibiotic they're given to her. Okay, well, she came to see me. Pregnancy didn't bother me at all because all I do is say, nothing bothered me. We have a patient that was possessed by a devil. And then the parent called 30 orthomolecular physicians, and everybody heard the symptom because the patient was throwing up, shouting, and staring at the floor. Everybody was so scared. So, but they went to call share my receptionist. Said, "Oh, Dr. Tong, accept anybody, just coming in." I cure him, and
so,
also
back to Christine.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, Christine came to see me the first time. She was better, and after a few months of treatment, I cure not only the sinus problem, but also the urinary tract infection. She had two surgery to try to lessen the stricture. Didn't work. I don't know how much a surgery cost. Maybe $15,000. Two treatments from me. A few hundred bucks. Cure her. Okay? Mm-hmm. And then she went east when she had the symptom recurred because of cold. And she talked another doctor into doing what I do. Now, I didn't ever receive a call from this doctor. And he just used her as a guinea pig and tried the injection on her face and caused so much pain. She came back, she was so much pain. And my treatment, again, relieved her. To keep a story short, finally I cured her. For the last 14 years, she has had no symptoms.
Well, she came back in 2005, I think.
Well, first, I want people to digest that. Mm-hmm. That means all this recurrent pneumonia, sinus infection, urinary tract infection, and digestive problem can be cured. Because 14 years, she had no symptoms, takes no drugs, just like a normal person.
Mm-hmm.
Then she took Botox. When was that?
2005, October 2005.
2005, okay.
4 years ago.
The Botox caused a recurrence of facial pain. Now, they make a diagnosis of trigeminal neuralgia. Just change the name, okay, to sidetrack a little bit, see how ridiculous conventional doctor is. Remember Noni? She had lupus.
Lupus
first or polymyalgia rheumatica first?
I don't remember.
Okay, let's say she had polymyalgia rheumatica. Okay, so after 4 years on steroids and different drugs, okay, they put her into the hospital, and after 1 week of diagnostic test, raising so much money, hospital calls. Say, oh, you don't have polymyalgia rheumatica.
You have lupus.
You have lupus.
It doesn't matter.
Okay, so they put her back on the same drugs. Okay, we changed her name. Now the drugs don't work.
Yeah.
This is such a joke.
Yeah.
Okay, so because the same drug that did not work on Noni is not going to work on Noni again. Doesn't matter what you call the disease.
Yeah. Well, you can't blame the physicians, though, because that's what we're taught in medical school.
You don't
that's
have multiple wall stain syndrome. You have malignant wall stain syndrome.
Yeah, or you have bulging wall stain syndrome.
You have bulging wall stain syndrome. Okay, let's try the pain again. Of course, it didn't work. So for another 4 and 5 years, Noni was in pain. My first treatment at that time, that was 18 years ago, she was better.
Mm-hmm.
And then her eyes were so bad that she was treated by an ophthalmologist aggressively with vitamin and stuff like that. She couldn't see.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
After treatment, her field of vision improved.
60%.
Right.
I actually put out the visual field changes after my first two treatments.
Yeah.
And you can see a dramatic improvement.
On the case studies. Yeah. And she's also on YouTube. Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But anyway, Christine came back to us after the Botox. After they always forgot about us, okay? They try another year and a half or something like that, or years of conventional treatment. It won't work. Came back to me, the first treatment, 1 month, no pain. Okay? But she forgot. Now that I also recommend dietary and lifestyle changes. Before, I didn't know. I didn't know how to do it. Okay? Anyway, the insurance would not allow her to come.
Mm-hmm.
So today, she's in litigation, trying to come back to us. Nobody can treat them.
She's still in litigation?
Yeah. So, you know, I receive a... something about subpoena for a deposition
recently?
And so forth. Yeah, recently, just like 2-3 weeks ago.
Mm.
So here's a point, okay? I can tell you, this is not a statement of arrogance. It's a statement of fact. Millions of people out there have all kinds of chronic disease. As long as you were healthy before and you became sick, my treatment can reverse and get you healthier. And most of the time, right now, more than 90% of the time, because Dr. Elaine is helping me, I can spend more time. 90-95% of the time, you feel better the first time. We don't make any guarantees. You want to see something really, really incredible? Go read my fourth article, How I Reverse Aging and Cure Chronic Pain. 6 years ago, in 2003, compare the picture 6 years ago with my June picture.
Of 2009.
2009. My June picture, recent picture, looks 20 years younger than 6 years ago.
Yeah, this is under the article section on our website, drtong.com.
And today, I look younger than June with more hair. And next year, I intend to look younger.
Yeah, your hair is growing back.
And my face is smoother. We found other things that we can help. Yeah, okay, so you think this is most exciting? You know, you heard people that can remain young because they keep healthy, okay? But in history of humankind, you never heard somebody grow old and try to become young again.
Yeah. Should we continue with our cases then, with the insurance denial?
Yes, okay. Let's talk about Aaron, okay? We have three patients that we talk about liver transplant.
Mm-hmm.
This patient is on dialysis, kidney mm-hmm. problem, and he could hardly walk 25 feet. And everything seemed to be dark for him. She said that everything like a 20-watt light bulb. After my first treatment, 100-watt light bulb. And after he get three treatments every 2 months, and today he can walk hours. One time he went to a music show.
He went to a jazz concert and he missed the bus, so he walked I don't know how many miles back home. But
3 to 4 hours in the rain.
The rain.
Went back home. Before 25 feet, he was stop and sit down on a bench trying to catch his breath.
Mm-hmm.
And he walked 3 hours in the rain back. Okay, mm-hmm. This is a dialysis patient. Okay, if we caught him before he got on dialysis, he would never mm-hmm. need to be dialyzed.
And not only that, Medicare only allows 3 treatments every 60 days, so it's hard.
These people need 1 treatment a week.
They need weekly treatments. And in the past, they did allow weekly treatments. In the past, they even allowed more than that.
So today, we have the Medicare prescription drug program that spent billions, $8 billion
to make people sicker.
Drugs make sicker.
And they keep decreasing.
So this is why we have a healthcare crisis.
Right. is costing more and they're getting sicker, and instead of, you know, if they come to see us, you know, it's not
so
as expensive,
fast.
It's fast, and they get better.
And I want to repeat, for 25 years, I have not done one MRI, no CAT scan, no MI, none
yeah,
of those,
that
no
is
tests.
So expensive, so expensive.
I listen to the patient, ask them what they eat, look at their tongues, and then I know where the problem is.
Yeah, and the problem with that, taking the MRIs is, even though there's a physical abnormality, that's not the cause of the pain.
It's not the cause
so
of pain.
So it doesn't matter. You know, you were telling me about the study at Hoag, right? They took 100
exactly.
asymptomatic patients.
98 people with no back pain. They found out 66% has all kinds of disc, bone spurs, degenerative problems.
But they were
okay?
asymptomatic. No
they were asymptomatic.
Pain.
Okay, this is 66%. Now, if those people that have all these MRI abnormalities, they have no back pain, got in a car accident, the orthopedic surgeon
will say, oh,
very intelligent, look, your
you
MRI,
you
got
have a herniated
disc. Okay, that's the cause of pain. Now, if they only ask one more question, did you have pain before? Because those changes are decades, many years. Mm-hmm. And if the patient say, oh, I never had any pain before the car accident, then you will not blame the cause of pain from the disc. Another really illustrious case is L. L is 75 years old, remember? 75 years old and 80 pound overweight. He had spinal stenosis.
Oh, L, right.
Yeah,
L.
Spinal stenosis.
Yeah.
Okay, the disc was pinching the spinal cord. Ooh, that's painful, you think? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And he also had chondromalacia, which means that he had no cartilage on the knee. Okay. So he limped around for a year and a half to 2 years. He had to stop twice from the parking lot to the third floor because to catch his breath is so painful. I test him before I gave him the first treatment. I say, get up from the chair. So at first, and he tried to push with his hand. He couldn't get up, even pushing with his hand. After my first treatment, he get up. Just like a normal person. Mm-hmm. His eye was like a big light bulb.
And then he went fishing, too.
He went fishing that night.
Yeah.
Carrying his fishing gear, walked quarter a mile. Mm-hmm. He got the treatment on Tuesday. On Saturday, he was calling in. He was in Lawrence Welk's resort. He was laughing. I said, I don't recommend this at all. He said, I fell on a boat. I cut a 35-pound something. Okay, I had a lot of fun. My knees still hurt a little bit, but didn't bother me. He had something like 7 treatments. That the last year and a half to 2 years, he didn't need any treatment.
More than that. And I know he's still doing better because he's referring patients to us. He hasn't been back for treatment for a while.
And he doesn't adhere to my diet program. I can tell you that, okay?
And for sure, he still has spinal stenosis.
Exactly, okay? You take the MRI now, he still has the spinal stenosis.
It might even be worse.
It might even be worse, okay?
So.
But as long as the circulation is open, if you keep it open, okay, then you won't have the symptom. And the disc will slowly heal. The bone spur will heal when you get circulation
down.
In
his case, he's also probably very emotionally open. He probably doesn't have a lot
exactly.
of emotional stress.
Exactly. That's why he didn't.
And so he was able to keep those channels open, and he hasn't been back for a few years, and I know he's doing better.
Okay. And recently, I read Jerry Lewis, the muscular dystrophy marathon, raised $60 million. He raised $40 to $60 million each year.
A year.
Where did
the
money go?
Really?
I mean, you just any logical person that spends donates so much money will ask, where did the money go and where's the cure for the muscular dystrophy? Don't listen to cry wolf, okay? We have a patient, Diana. She came to see us.
2002,
mm-hmm. okay? And severe back pain for 10 years. And then I look at one of the leg is half the size, almost half the size of the other one. He did not come to see me. She could not come to see me because of muscular dystrophy. Nobody thinks that somebody can do that. But after 2 weeks, she say, I don't think it's my imagination, but I think my bad leg is getting bigger. Of course, I noticed that too. Okay. After 2-3 months, she went on vacation, came back. The both legs equals in size. But listen to this, okay, in spite of this and no pain, Blue Cross, is Blue Cross?
I don't know which insurance company.
Most likely Blue Shield, okay? But anyway, okay, Blue Shield is the worst.
Not
okay?
Blue Cross. Blue Cross.
Most likely Blue Shield, okay?
Yeah.
It denied her treatment. So slowly, because we haven't cured her totally, and we did not know how to recommend how she can keep the channels open. Today, Before the first treatment, we spend an hour on dietary and lifestyle changes and telling patients what they did wrong to cause this problem so that after we restore health, they can maintain it. So the cure has to do two parts. The physicians restore health. The patient maintain it. The patient's the responsibility, that's actually bigger. Restoring health is quite easy. Mm-hmm. Well, let's wrap it up with Mike.
Yeah, Mike came to see us a few years back. He had sciatic pain and thyroid problems, cholesterol problems, high blood pressure. You basically fixed him with all those issues. And then last year, I think December, sometime last year, he re-injured his sciatica. He said playing golf. But I think, you know, he doesn't always follow his diet. And so he re-injured it. And this time he went to get surgery. So he got the surgery and it was better for a while and the pain came back. So he came to see us over the summer this year in June and we treated him. He had 5 treatments and the sciatic pain completely went away.
And the insurance
will not pay.
Insurance will pay. Now, you say I fixed him, the thyroid problem,
cholesterol, high blood pressure.
Okay.
He's not on any medication.
Let's expound on that a little bit. Okay, what does it mean by fixed him? Okay,
he's not on any medication anymore.
He took thyroid for 25 years. His thyroid was almost one to two. Mm-hmm. Now it's 10 without medication. Mm-hmm. Now, do you call that a cure? Mm-hmm. I call that a cure.
Cholesterol. His cholesterol is low now, under 200. And he's not on any cholesterol
and
medication.
Yeah, blood pressure normal.
Blood pressure.
We have one patient that was taking high blood pressure, Robert, from high school, 68 years old from high school. He had all kinds of pills, and the blood pressure was really high, 200 to 300 systolic, and diabetic for about 3-4 years. My first treatment, both diabetes and the blood pressure was cured. Mm-hmm. And this patient would not stay on the diet that I told him.
Yeah. The point is that, you know, his sciatica was treated, fixed in 5 treatments. I talked to him actually, we talked to him a month ago.
Yes.
And his sciatic is still doing well, but the insurance is still not paying. But they paid for his surgery last year.
Yes.
So why do we have...
Okay, we got to talk about this case. We cannot miss case of Jed. Mm-hmm. Jed is a 14 or 16-year-old...
He was 16 years old
16-year-old boy who has seizure for 6 years, every day 5 to 6 times. And many days, every day almost all had to go to ER, emergency room all the time. Sometimes 11 times in one day. Mm-hmm. Go get a Valium shot, stop the seizure a little bit, went home seizing again, went back, and each admission is $2,000. Okay, my first treatment stopped the seizure for 3 days. Our treatment stopped seizures, and after 1 month, it reduced it to 2 or 3 times a month. Jet was totally back. He was retarded looking, eyes drooping, the mouth drooping, drooling, and very slowly unresponsive. But before the first treatment was over, he was firing question at me and talking normally. And he was playing volleyball after the first few treatments, just like a normal person. Blue Shield would not pay for $4,000 of our bill for like 4 to 5 months. And instead, they pay $275,000. The neurologist, neurosurgeon at Children's Hospital talked Jed's family into doing neurosurgery, and the patient was vegetating in bed. They paid $275 for the...
He became a vegetable, basically.
For the surgery. Now, don't you think that's sick? That's really sick. And the family was so disgusted. Later on, they don't even talk to us. To us. I don't understand why. Okay.
Why don't you just cut to the chase and... What do you think we can do without even doctors learning our treatment? What can
first,
we do to save the money?
Government control is the culprit. For through licensure, somebody had to control the treatment. You cannot have that. So we got to have a free market insurance that rewards the best performer. So the insurance need to pay and pay more to the people who give better clinical results. And those who cover symptoms should not get paid at all. Those cover symptoms and get people sicker, like conventional treatment. I hate to say this, okay? But you guys really need to understand that. You want to, our country's in trouble, okay? So we need to save this country. We need to have drastic changes. Those people who hurt our health, the treatment who hurt our health, okay? Now, we cannot force anybody to choose anything, okay? The best way is to base insurance premium inversely proportional to how much expense you had incurred. So those people who do not learn about health and spend a lot of money, the premium got higher. Mm-hmm. Those people who don't spend any money, okay, the premium got lower. So we have people that say, well, I'm going to get an MRI. I say, you don't need that. We have been getting you better. Well, I don't have to pay for it. You don't have to pay for it. Then I have to pay for it.
Someone has
through
to pay
my
for
tax.
It.
Okay, so people, when they found out that somebody can do it without an MRI and still do the MRI, then they had to pay for through their premium.
Well, that's the thing. If it's not your money, you don't care. When you have to pay for something, you think twice before you do anything.
That's right. On the third-party payer is really the culprit. Okay, let's say, you know, the patient directly pay you. You say, well, you did this surgery. What surgery? Then the patient will ask you if you try to fraud the system. You can if the patient pay you directly. But through third-party payer, you can write down all kinds of things, and they don't have time to check that. If they have time to check it, they will use all kinds of things to you know, Medicare fraud, insurance fraud is big. Okay, the Chinese have survived through many thousands of years without even using any insurance. And they don't have so many deaths. They don't have all the degenerate problem. Our longevity is not caused by because we are using drugs. Drugs, remember, does not help your health even a little bit. It doesn't restore health. Okay, the longevity is due to the fact that the journal, if we take out infant mortality, we only increase 1 or 2 years. I'll get the quote. From statistic, mm-hmm. a bulletin statistic. Okay? If we take out infant mortality, which is very, very high 50 years ago, today is much lower. That's why our life
mortality
span
seems higher.
Seems higher. We haven't increased that much, okay? Yeah. Because our conventional, even if it does, it's not due to conventional treatment.
Give us a call, 714-556-8664. Check out our website, drtong.com. That's drtong.com for more information. I hope you enjoyed our show today. If you have any questions or would like to make an appointment, call us at 714-556-8664 from Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Again, the number is 714-556-8664, Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Our website is drtong.com. That's drtong.com. Again, the number is 714-556-8664. Join us next Saturday at 4 p.m. on KBright AM 740. This is Dr. Elaine Tong saying goodbye and have a great weekend.